Welcome to Aggressive Life. This is the final day of a special 5-day run of episodes taken directly from my new book, The 5 Marks of a Man Devotional, 60 Days to a Powerful Life. This is built around the practices of the 5 Marks of a Man and actually practicing them. This book came from years of study and practice in my own life, and I think it has the power to elevate your life because it's elevated mine. So this is the last day of sharing the first week of entries right here in the podcast, giving you a free taste test or the ability just to grow for 5 days. Either way, I'm happy to be along in the journey with you. If you like what you're experiencing here, just go to Amazon.com or bookstores everywhere. We're going to look at men are protectors. So let's get to it and finish strong. Day 5. Defense and offense, men are protectors. Psalm 144:1 says, "Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle." Life is a fight. We need high ground for defense and skill for offense. The ground beneath our feet doesn't matter much until we're called to defend it. And when we're in a fight, what we're standing on matters. In high school football, trying to hold a block on a wet and muddy field is a challenge. Trying to hold your ground in water or on ice is even more difficult. God is a rock I stand and build my life upon. He is the high ground that is unchanging and relentless. He has never been overpowered, and he will not start now. But God isn't content with just a solid defense. He trains our hands for war, our fingers for battle, and he sends us out into the fray. Most people would rather be trained for peace and solace. They prefer an easy day to a challenging one, a life of passive defense instead of aggressive offense. I'm one of them. I admit it. I like peace and solace as much as the next guy. Scripture like this reorients my vision. I'm reminded that vacation days are the exception, not the rule. If we aren't training for war, we're going to fall every time. Psalm 144 was written by David, Israel's greatest king and a man very familiar with combat. Battle in David's day wasn't flying a drone with your thumbs from your air-conditioned spot while you're eating Cheetos. This was a day of hand-to-hand combat with a 25-pound sword and a bow strung with the tendons of a deer. If you didn't have hands trained in skill, strength, and endurance, you weren't going to last long. There are not a lot of people who have skill in disarming the enemy, let alone strength and endurance. We've grown soft. We've lost our penchant for conflict. We would rather drop our sword than grip it. Our fingers are not seasoned enough to handle a battle bow. When things get hard, we complain how unfair life it is. Oh, so hard. Where's God when I hurt? We blame him. We run for cover. We need to remember, that's just how battle is. It's intense, demanding, and dangerous. Men recognize that life is a fight and that God has trained them as active participants. We are the protectors. Men protect physically using their strength and cunning to disarm and minimize threats against the most vulnerable. Men protect spiritually, prayerfully putting themselves on the line to help others grow and thrive. Men protect relationally, guarding the emotions and well-being of the people who depend on them. Men protect financially, saving and spending so that others are blessed. God is our defense. He is training and deploying us as the offensive force for good in this world. Today, let's take new ground. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for being my fortress and rock. The way you have constantly protected me sets an example for me to follow. However you want to train my hands for war today, I'm all in. I will not run from the battles that you have set before me. Amen. Let's get in the game with a couple of action possibilities. One, drop to the ground and do as many push-ups as you can right now. Right now. Go ahead. Yeah. You can listen to the podcast and do this. Feel the tension in your chest and triceps as each push-up gets harder. This is what training feels like. When you feel tension as a protector today, see it as training and lean into it. God is forming you. Or, men protect on 4 fronts, physically, spiritually, relationally, and financially. Which one do you see as your strongest? Which one do you see as your weakest? Now pray about it. Thank God for the ways He has trained you in your strength and ask Him for an opportunity to be trained in your weakest area today. Look for that training and take the first opportunity that comes your way. Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt, that's dirt, at briantome.com to get a free aggressive life sticker. Find more on Instagram at briantome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.